might tell us about the young ghost in his room the night before, and one-armed Carlos would bus a table with a single appendage 10 times faster than a busboy with twice the armage. Mad polka music would fill the bar on Sunday evenings and the suds would flow. With my frosty mug stashed in the ice cream freezer, I washed the Texan splatter dishes earmarked for Roseanne. Georgetown was a little like Greenwich Village then, a little like Nome and a little like Dodge City. Artists, writers, exiles, and hooligans of every conceivable stripe were drawn there, taking low-paying jobs to keep a roof over their heads and their hopes alive. I believe this milieu of total creative anarchy made a firm and lasting impression on Roseanne, who was all of 19 years old. We fancied ourselves alpine bohemians, and not the white trash we would have appeared to most people. Then again, it's hard to avoid the white trash label when you live in a trailer and have to bring your sewer pipe inside at night to keep it from freezing, or steal change from a motel cigarette machine to buy hamburger meat. But bit by bit, Rosie began to morph into a housewife, and we finally decided to tie the knot in 1974. After seeing The Exorcist, we were convinced that Satan had possessed us. We came to the realization that although alpine bohemia was nice, eating was nicer. We got tired of scraping for pocket change and composting garbage and fixing our VW with chicken wire. We aspired to own a home without wheels one day. We wanted to have kids without having to borrow money from a paycheck cashing service to cover the maternity bills.